you'll start to see how much more success begets success, and how much, once you've first done the effort, that your success is then supported and taken out into the world even without your effort.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hey, hey, gorgeous queen. I hope that you are having a spectacular day. And if you need a boost, you are definitely going to get a boost in the Divine Living Podcast today. This week, I have gifted myself the treat, the luxury of being offline. Glenn and I are just taking our consciousness, our manifesting, our love, our all of it to the next level. And so, I wanted to gift you with some high vibe content from live events that I've done. So I continue to learn and invest in myself and grow myself. So that's what I'm doing this week. And I thought that this week would also be a great opportunity for you to get access to something that formerly you had to be in the room for. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a clip from a live event that I hosted previously. Lots of love.
As we do anything, we always want to start with vision. And we always want to be reminded of vision, because that's really what's going to carry you into the levels of success that you're really capable of. You know, there's no amount of sort of pounding the pavement and working hard every day that really allows for true success. You know, that's just having a good job and making some money, right? That sort of energy, that sort of effort, that sort of, you know, I'm waking up and I'm doing my autoresponders and I'm writing my copy and I'm making however much money. There's not a dazzle in that energy. And I want you to remember all of what is really available for you in terms of success. Yes, of course, there is absolute effort and perseverance and digging deep at certain times, not chronically and not overly consistently, that's needed for you to birth your dreams. But really require from the universe a certain level of support and wind beneath your wings. You'll start to see how much more success begets success, and how much, once you've first done the effort, that your success is then supported and taken out into the world even without your effort. That's when the Course in Miracles starts to talk about effortless accomplishment, right? And I remember when I had it reversed. You know, like people think like, well, when I have the money, then I'll quit my job and start my business, right? Or when I have the money, then I'll hire that next support person. Well, I was even more backward than that, because I was like, I would see all these coaches and all these coaching programs that I didn't have the money for. But I knew I was a very good student and a very hard worker, and I literally had the belief, if they would just let me in their program, I would do the work, I would make the money, and then I'd pay them. Did anyone else, was anyone else quite that warped in their wealth consciousness? I mean, I could not understand why they didn't see my shining potential and what a great client I would be and what a fantastic testimonial they would get. Just let me in the program. I'll do the work. I'll make you look good. I didn't get, that's how backward it was, ladies. So if I can, you can. Like everything, you know, one of the reasons why I don't scholarship for the Academy or something like Mastery is because getting into the program is part of the process and doing what that takes, as all of you very well know. And so, but then you see where it takes you from that place. When you first be the person that you would invest in, right? When you first are going and establishing your brand, getting a certain level of success, then you start to see how there's a momentum that takes place that you don't have to work so hard for. And, you know, one of the members of our community who's playing really big is our very own Erica Sheffer, who's featured this month. Stand up, Erica. Erica, come on up to the stage. Right? And, you know, Erica is a perfect example of a woman with a dream. You know, some of you know her, you know, better than others. She's like all of us, right? You know, she started out with her process, and her commitment to herself and getting her own success, she's developed, you know, the financial abundance that she has, and then it caught the attention of the Divine Living magazine team, right? So now they're featuring her, and we have, I don't know, well, we have about 60,000 hits a month on our website right now, you know, and so then that's going to, like, get carried out, but it started not by featuring her and then her getting the success from that place. It started, she created her success, and then the universe starts to just toss out all these different opportunities that will then take it to whoever it needs to go to. So you want to say some words about your journey and what you've created and what's going on for you?
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, I'm, like, blown away. My community right now is freaking out, emailing me, texting me, messaging me. Oh my God, you're in the Divine Living magazine. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty surreal. I mean, I think I always knew this was going to happen eventually. I always knew that I was destined for this. But I think I didn't imagine it happening as quickly as it did. And I'm trying to really tune into what I want to say. But I know you're going to pull me up here. But when I look back, it's like everything happened exactly when it was supposed to happen. Every piece of the puzzle. I mean, if you read the story, you read that I shared with my academy sisters that at one point I had a cookie business. I was running a gym out of my parents' garage. So every piece of the puzzle happened exactly when it was supposed to happen. And all of it has brought me to exactly where I am now and given me the experience, the lessons, the gifts that I found out were gifts later on. At first, they were hard lessons to learn to be where I am now. So I don't know if that's really what you wanted me to say or at all.
I didn't have an agenda for you.
Okay. But it's just, then it was like, when is this happening? When is this happening? I'm a really impatient person. And now I look back and I'm just so grateful that I was in the moment as much as I possibly could have been and that I accepted every piece of the puzzle. It's like, okay, I'm training people out of my parents' garage right now. Like, you know, it's going to get better than this. I know it will. But just accepting that, and I think that that's something that I'm really glad that I did, and always, no matter what, though, always had a vision and always knew in my gut that something much, much bigger was going to happen, and being really, really dedicated to that. So, yeah, I mean, it's incredible, but I think one thing that Emily said, I think it was the other day during the academy, our graduation, that I just have this feeling, though, that this is really just the beginning of something so much bigger, and it's pretty cool.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I am putting together a really elite, super small group mastermind. It's called La Dolce Vita, and it is exclusively for women who are already at the six and multiple six-figure level, who want to journey with me as your mentor. And it's for women who are super high vibe, totally positive, completely enthusiastic, committed to their big goals and dreams, and really doing it the feminine way. You know, I've called this program La Dolce Vita because it is about the sweet life.